Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. So I'm going to talk about this food rationing and also about what was reported a year ago and how it ties together. Here we see Tesco becomes latest supermarket to ration sale of eggs to 3 boxes per customer. Tesco has limited the number of eggs its customers can buy owing to supply issues facing the retail giant. And what are these supply issues? Pray tell. It says here it is due to many reasons. Oh, all right, okay. It's the outbreak of avian flu and the rising prices due to Ukraine. Yes, that old chestnut. Here we see also Tesco joins Asda and Lidl in rationing eggs over supply issues. So this is being done in lockstep. This is how they work. They are all in it together, aren't they? Now, I know an old fella who orders online. He can't get to the supermarket and he gets his food deliveries every week. But over the last few weeks, his deliveries were missing bread, fruit, milk. And the excuse was that they were out of stock, that they had supply issues. So this has been happening now for a while. So they are rationing food. Now, if you recall, exactly about a year ago, I did a video called Joanna Lumley Wants Wartime Rationing Points System. Well, it was just over a year ago now. And it was because of this establishment celebrity, Joanna Lumley, just another celebrity that they wheel out to use to put out there, to put propaganda messages to the public through the fake stream media to control and moderate people's consciousness. Here we see from a year ago, Joanna Lumley says wartime style rationing could help solve climate crisis. ACTA proposes system under which people would have limited points to spend on holidays and luxury items. So that was planting the seed, yeah? And lo and behold, a year later, these supermarkets are rationing food. You see, that is what they do. They do this type of thing a year in advance. Get a celebrity to talk about it, give it media exposure, maybe a debate on television, place it in the public's consciousness, plant it there, and then find a way of bringing it in over time. And now, of course, a year later, we are seeing these stores, these supermarkets in lockstep with each other announcing they are rationing eggs and whatever next it will be. But it's not the CC33 as mentioned in the Joanna Lumley article. It's for these other reasons. They are saying it's Ukraine and avian flu. But either way, it's still rationing, isn't it? And remember, in that article, they were talking about a points system as well. Delegating points to individuals in order so they can only buy certain things a month or in a year, having so many points to use on air travel per year, yeah? And we are seeing the UK government now introducing a social credit score system in supermarkets at the end of this year. As you can see here from, look, forget vaccine passports, UK government to monitor family supermarket spending in social credit style anti-obesity campaign. And they're selling that idea. Once again, you know, it's in your best interest, it's for your health. And they are able to do this now because people in the majority of people have bought into having smartphones. Their submission to technology, to Satan's devices, to the Black Mirror devices, is their acceptance of these tracking devices that has sped all of this up. Now, I want to draw your attention to this passage in the Bible, okay, from Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Okay, so it says here in this passage, it says in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. When it says latter times, it usually means in the last days. And when it says some shall depart from the faith, then that is what is referred to as the falling away, where society has become secular, ruled by science, trust the science types. And it is like that, is it not? It says here, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There's no need to explain that one, okay? Speaking lies in hypocrisy. How much deception have you seen in the media? It's everywhere, okay? So speaking lies in hypocrisy. And then we've got forbidding to marry, stopping relationships. Relationships, families, having children. We have a transhumanist agenda, constant transgender agenda pushed at people through the fake stream media. And we've got commanding to abstain from meats. Well, I'm sure you're familiar with the eat insects propaganda, the fake 3D printed meat, farmers being asked to reduce their cattle, commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So many people being misled from the truth. Again, are we seeing ancient rituals being recreated in modern society and these rituals being streamlined through the use of technology and being hidden through New Age propaganda? Yeah? It all kind of ties up, doesn't it? So anyway, look, rationing. Let us know if you are seeing the same thing in whatever country you are in. We'll be interested to hear from different countries to see if the same rationing agenda is being implemented there. As always, thanks for listening. Comment, subscribe to the website at hugotalks.com, and I'll see you later.